Today is a snow day for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. All buildings are closed and all classes are canceled as well. Even though remote learning is the thing this year, they're canceling classes today regardless. A message from the district says, quote, unplug, get away from your computers and enjoy your time. Orange County Schools, Chatham County Schools, and Durham Public Schools all closed their school buildings, but their classes are still happening online. Chapel Hill Carrboro, the only one that canceled classes altogether. At Durham Tech, by the way, in-person operations are delayed until 11 a.m., but remote learning continues on schedule. Get more information on our website, chapelburger.com. That's the rundown of school closings and delays this morning, though, right now. Turning to COVID-19, numbers are still high when it comes to cases and percentage of positive test results and hospitalizations and everything else. So with all of that in mind, Governor Roy Cooper yesterday announced a month-long extension of the 10 p.m. statewide curfew that now runs until the end of February. Cooper also extended the state's moratorium on evictions, as well as an executive order allowing bars and restaurants to sell cocktails to go. He had this to say at a press conference yesterday.
Even as we continue our prevention efforts, the top priority in our state is getting vaccines to people as quickly and as equitably as possible. As of today, North Carolina has administered 99.8% of all the first doses that we have received from the federal government. I'm grateful to the Department of Health and Human Services, Emergency Management, and health providers across the state for working hard to get these shots out there. The sticking point right now for our state and the nation is not enough vaccine. We do have thousands of shots, but there are millions of people who need two of them. Yesterday, we got some good news when we learned that the federal government will increase vaccine shipments to the states by 16% over the next 3 weeks. That will help, but we still need much more. We need to keep up our efforts to slow the spread of the virus. Today, I'm announcing that we will extend our modified stay-at-home order until February 28th of 2021. That means the 10 p.m. curfew is still in place, as are the mask mandates, mass gathering limits, and capacity limits for businesses and retail. If people follow the safety protocols, they reduce their chance of getting sick and infecting others. I'm also extending a moratorium on evictions to help people stay in their homes during this pandemic. Health experts have shown us that keeping people in their homes is an important way to slow the spread of the virus, and an evictions moratorium is important as we remain under a modified stay-at-home order. And to support businesses working to serve customers during difficult times, I will extend the order to allow to-go and delivery sales for mixed beverages. Those orders will be in effect through March 31st. 2021.
Governor Roy Cooper speaking there. Over to campus news, charges have been dropped against two of the people who were still facing charges in the toppling of Silent Sam back in 2018. NNO reporting Orange County DA Jim Woodall has dropped the charges against Raul Jimenez and Sean Birchfield Finn, primarily for COVID-19 reasons. Closures and limitations of the courts have caused a backlog in cases, and Woodall says they need to be prioritizing which cases to pursue. Meanwhile, police are still looking for the suspect who broke into the Campus Y building and left anti-Semitic vandalism there. The co-presidents of the Campus Y issued a statement describing what they found, including torn pictures, letters and posters, stolen signs and other materials, Confederate flags and swastikas left in various places of the building, and, quoting here, a large shovel and a tombstone poster with the words Tar Heel Born, Now Tar Heel Dead. UNC's Faculty Executive Committee is meeting tomorrow to consider a resolution in response to that incident. Turning to better news from campus, the Ackland Art Museum reopened to the public this week for the first time in 10 months. Some really cool exhibits there. 97.9 The Hill's Al Karras has more.
Local art lovers rejoice as the Ackland Art Museum in Chapel Hill reopens its doors for in-person visitation, albeit with a multitude of new pandemic safety guidelines. Under new protocols, the museum's hours have been reduced to 1 to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. Visitors will be able to enter the museum for a one-hour pre-selected time slot. Guests can reserve tickets in advance on the Acklands website, where admission will still be free. Tickets may be requested for parties of no more than 4 people per visit. Additionally, overall museum capacity is limited to 25% to allow for more physical distancing throughout the building. Between each scheduled time slot, 30 minutes are reserved for cleaning. All staff and visitors are also required to wear masks at all times. With the reopening of the museum, visitors now have the chance to see their favorite exhibits in person. Currently, one of the museum's most prominent exhibits is a memorial for Breonna Taylor, titled Holding Space for Nobility. Shaniqua Gay is the artist behind the memorial. Gay said she was looking for ways to celebrate and reverence Taylor, and the Acklands provided the perfect space to do so.
It just made sense. It made sense. And if and when you see the exhibition, it just makes sense in the space. The images are large scale, monumental in scale, and they are full in the room. And there are, I guess, kind of realistic images that I've painted of her face in oil. And then these kind of acrylic bodices that she is housed in, along with a kind of sacred space of an altar that you'll see that is filled with water as a representation of cleansing, as a representation of tears, as a representation of holiness.
In this immersive commission, Gay has transformed the museum's mixed-use art and room into an area that can hold space for Taylor's memory. Through acrylics and oils, Gay renders publicly shared images of Taylor's face from happy times in her life as a reminder of her role as a daughter, niece, friend, and as Gay writes, someone who is loved and is worthy of justice and being seen.
We, as a nation, we mourned for Breonna, but instead of, you know, being in a place of grief and suffering, to see this as her transitioning and only me creating a space for cleansing and reconciliation.
Breonna Taylor was fatally shot by officers of the Louisville Metro Police Department after they forced entry into her home on March 13th of 2020. She was 26 years old. In the months since her death, her story has become part of a national conversation about racial violence and an impetus for activism against systematic injustices. While patrons are still able to virtually visit the exhibit online, Gay said some things are better seen in person.
There is something to be said about, experiencing the work in person. I think there is a level of connectivity and emotion that will come just being in the space that you can't necessarily get online.
Public tours, on-site programs, and other in-person events at the Acklands are still currently suspended. To learn more about the Breonna Taylor exhibit, or to find out more about the Acklands' continued online programming, visit acklands.org. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
6:21, your time. Let's get a look at sports, brought to you this hour by Southern Village Pharmacy. Quick sports report today. Not much happened last night, but we got some things happening tonight. UNC women's basketball on the road this evening, taking on top-ranked Louisville at 8 p.m. We've got all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Pregame coverage begins at 7:30. And we've got some NHL action for the first time in forever. The Carolina Hurricanes back on the ice tonight, hosting Tampa Bay after a 10-day layoff that included multiple COVID-related postponements, but they are scheduled to be back out there this evening. Face-off at PNC Arena is at 7 p.m. Finally, in the news, it may be a snow day for Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, but every day is a day on for new superintendent Dr. Nia Hamlet. She's trying to tackle a long-nagging problem for the district, a very large achievement gap between black and white students, the second largest in the country, in fact, according to a study by the Stanford Center for Education Policy Analysis. Speaking recently with us, Dr. Hamlet says closing that gap is one of her top goals.
People may hear me talk about equity, but more importantly, I really hope that people will be able to see and reap the benefits of the equity work that is being done. I oftentimes encourage folks not even to use the word equity, because it's really about modeling equity and the work that we do and having it embedded in everything that we do. And I think it's really something, equity is really something that has to support and be the foundation of our work. My grandmother used to say, don't talk about it, be about it. So I hope to model for others that, you know, equity is more than just naming inequities or changing words and symbols, and that is really about engaging in that real and raw equity work to include anti-racist and culturally responsive equity work and curriculum work and just culturally relevant pedagogy for our teachers. So what I hope to accomplish with the equity work is really closing our opportunity and achievement gap sooner than later. And there's a lot that goes into that, but I'll just say that that's the number one priority, closing those gaps as soon as possible.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough City School Superintendent Dr. Nya Hamlet speaking there.